Here's another example of contemporary evolution, this time even more rapid. And it's another example of divergent selection that led to speciation. It's a study done back in 1989 on fruit flies by Diane Dodd. She started with a single species of fruit fly and separated them into two aquaria or two containers. One group was fed a starch-based food source, and the other group was fed a maltose-based food source. You probably know that digestion involves complex enzymes, and how we and those enzymes are determined by our genetics. So after about 8 generations of these fruit flies being separated with different diets, they evolved enough differences so that when they were recombined into the same container, the ones that had been fed a starch-based diet preferentially bred with other fruit flies that were like them, and those that had been fed a maltose-based diet only bred with the ones with other ones that had been fed a maltose-based diet. So she had demonstrated speciation occurring in just 8 generations of fruit flies, something you can do in a lab in just a few months. Of course, fruit flies only live for a few days, so 8 generations happens quickly. Talk about rapid evolution. The point here is that the rate of evolution depends on the generation time. So organisms with really short generation times, bacteria being an extreme case that can turn over new generations in 10 minutes versus, say, elephants that might take decades to turn over a new generation, that will influence the rate, the maximum rate at which the species can evolve. Since changes in gene frequencies occurs at the level of populations, the effect of natural selection are only felt from one generation to the next. It takes humans and elephants a lot longer to evolve than it takes fruit flies or bacteria.